This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Several members of the Bethel City Council think it's time to update the city's municipal code. And tonight, the council will look at three major changes. First, there's a proposal to extend the deadline for the audit of the city's finances. The code currently requires the audit to be completed within 150 days of the fiscal year's end. The city has met that requirement only three times in the past 15 years. The proposal would push that deadline to 270 days after the end of the fiscal year. Next, Councilmember Leif Albertson is introducing an overhaul of the Ethics Code. One of the biggest proposed changes is to swap out who serves on the Board of Ethics. Currently, city council members judge their fellow members. This ordinance proposes an ethics board composed of residents who don't hold elected positions. And finally, Vice Mayor Thor Williams wants new council members to undergo formal training when they begin their term. He says there are significant financial and legal responsibilities council members have, and they should learn about them in a structured process. Tune into KYUK tonight for a live broadcast of Bethel City Council's regular meeting at 6:30 p.m. And in more City Council news, three out of the six candidates running for Bethel City Council this year are women. That's the second time since at least 2006 that three women have run, and the first time that half the candidates are women. KYUK's Gray Kim asks some former council members what they think about that.
Mary Peltola served on the council from 2011 to 2012. She says that she can't remember a time when half the candidates were women.
And they've done studies nationwide that show the same percentage of women who run win. There are just a lot fewer candidates who are women.
Some people called 2018 another year of the woman in national politics. And Peltola says that movement could be making its way into Bethel.
You do often see a lot of the same national trends playing out in rural America and you know, across Alaska as well.
Another former council member, Bev Hoffman, called the increase in female candidates a progression.
We have stronger voices today because of women yesterday.
Hoffman says it's a good thing more women are running. She doesn't want to paint an entire gender with giant brushstrokes. But she suggested women bring a sensitivity that men sometimes don't.
As a woman, maybe you are maybe more emotional. Hello, okay, I'll say that.
Peltola illustrated this with an example. When she was on council, she served alongside her husband, Gene Peltola.
And what was funny to us is that very rarely would we approach the same issue the same way.
She said that was most evident when they evaluated the performance of city staff.
He was just very, just ticking things off of a paper and giving, I think, much more accurate evaluations versus mine, where I was much more concerned about this person's feelings. But I still don't think that being kind is in any way a disservice.
Peltola says, aside from the perspectives women bring to the table, there's a simple matter of fair representation.
You know, half the population is women. I definitely think, you know, half of the people in public service should be women.
But not everyone thinks gender balance on the city council is the most important thing. A former mayor of Bethel, Agnes Phillips, says there are other important aspects to consider when voting.
Well, I'm voting on the issues and not just the gender. I think it's based on whether they listen to the people and whether they're voting on the important issues the way we want it to be.
She also said if it's a matter of fair representation, the city should strive to have more Yupik people on council.
Well, I know that four or five of them were Native at one time, and that numbers dwindled.
Bev Hoffman agrees with Phillips's first point. She says it's about collaboration.
It shouldn't be about male, female, Native, non-Native. It should be about people working hard together to make Bethel a better place.
All three former council members are glad that there are six candidates running this year for the four open seats on the Bethel City Council. voters will choose who they think will best lead Bethel's local government on October 1st. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And the search for a Tuntutuliak man who went missing last week continues. Patrick Nick, age 29, was last heard on Wednesday morning last week while boating alone from Bethel to Tuntutuliak in storm conditions. His boat was found empty, and since then, heavy rain and high winds have forced local searchers to skip 2 days looking for Nick. Monday, the weather cleared, and 6 boats from Tuntutuliak Search and Rescue and 2 from Nunapichuk Search and Rescue went looking for Nick. Tuntutuliak Tribal Police Officer Sally Andrew is coordinating the search efforts and says she knew Nick. During a phone call with KYUK, the first word she used to describe him was friendly. She also said that he was a family man with 2 young children and was a subsistence hunter and gatherer. Local searchers found Nick's boat the day he disappeared and are dragging the nearby river looking for him. Other searchers are walking the tundra. The day Nick went missing, the Air National Guard searched the area from the air for 15 hours with a HC-130 Combat King II airplane and an HH-60 Pave Hawk helicopter. That day, Nick's family had called the Alaska State Troopers for help after Nick talked with his wife and told her his boat was taking on water. The Alaska State Troopers are supplying gas money for the search. Search and Rescue Coordinator Andrew says anyone who wants to support the search can send gas or food for searchers to Tuntutuliak Search and Rescue. And finally, 2 brothers survived a plane crash unharmed on Nunavik Island on Saturday. The brothers live in Bethel and were leaving the island in a private plane heavy with just harvested muskox meat. The 4-seat plane crashed shortly after taking off near Cape Corwin, about 50 miles south of the community of McCorick. The McCorick Airport at that time recorded light rain and fog with less than 3 miles of visibility and wind gusts up to 36 miles per hour. The brothers contacted Alaska State Troopers around 8 p.m. Saturday through an in-reach satellite GPS. They reported no injuries and said they had survival gear to make it through the night until help arrived. Because the hunters were unharmed and had the proper equipment, troopers made contact with the Anchorage Rescue Coordinator Center, but did not deploy military aircraft to the scene. Instead, the brothers waited out the night and chartered a flight with God's Country Aviation in Bethel to bring them home the next day. They returned safely to Bethel on Sunday afternoon. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for Yukden News coming up.